February 1999. We're at the Glarmy in the Philippines for a meeting with the commander. Greetings.
Good morning. Problems in River City. I come in the light of God. I come with in the light of God. I have a receiver, and she is greatly, greatly under stress. Now you gentlemen are going to make up your mind, and I hope before this session is over, whether or not we have a mission that can be completed here, whether we are going to eat each other alive until we are quite dead in the water, we're going to bury a few egos, or I can't function with you. There are many things that need to be tended. And the first thing that we must accomplish here is whether or not you even want to be in this mission. Or do you want to pick and allow things to so clutter your minds of such mundane triviality that we have to spend time like this? I want paragraph by paragraph to go over the letter, and let's see if we can clear it up. And if we have to do this every morning, then I will do it, but I'm not going to be happy to do it. So let's just begin with this morning, and let's not drag up any other trash. And when we get through here, then I want your input. I don't want any of you to come forth with egg, mud, or foolishness on your faces. You knew this would be a tremendously trying period of time. We are having to create out of inability to get any kind. I suppose your term would be authentic, but you've got to tape these things, and now you can say, well, Dorma, I used the wrong word. You're not going to get any written authority unless you produce it. And if you think you have nothing to do here, then you have a tremendous lack of creative ideas. So I make an effort. EJ says, well, why don't you just write a clean message from Hatong? And then we will know. What will you know? What will you perceive? Because some things that I have stated have gone against each one of you individually. You are pissed off. And it's a lot easier to blame Doris than it is to confront me. I'm not interested in your confrontation or what you think. I am trying to get this contract squared away so we can make some inroads in this global mess. Period. I'm not interested in your little spiritualistic journeys now. Those things are for your soul. And you should have tended them up before you got here. Because I have never said that you're going to be allowed to go in your own spiritual little hurt feelings. You claim this is what you want from me. I mustn't go to the bathroom, sir, unless you say it's okay. When I hear it from Hatong, then I will know. How do you expect to hear it from Hatong? If everything that we are now doing is questioned as, oh, well, Mama-san has got her nose out of joint. So my scribe wants to quit. I mean, you can't get information at all, can you? So start with today, and then we'll work backwards. And if we could move right along, please. There are things to do. You might start, however, with saying why Percy isn't here after saying that she would be here at 9.
She just called and said that she was waiting on a confirmation. I didn't understand exactly what it meant, but she said she couldn't get here until tomorrow morning now. She's not expecting to get her confirmation till 7 p.m. this evening.
And you talk about my inexplicitness? Reed.
Commander Hatton, I am in negotiation with very high-level parties of those with ability to act on these negotiations, and I request the following be done. I have agreed that we will, to keep national security regulations in bounds, to explain that there can be no identification forthcoming as to certain agreements and arrangements regarding anything which can impact greatly the security or the economic stability of the United States of America and her financial controllers.
Now, I want to take one paragraph at a time. Okay. And when you take one paragraph out of time, out of context, you can't possibly know what it means, can you? Until you read on. So somebody tell me exactly what you think.
Who is writing?
Commander Hatton.
Okay, it looks like it's addressed to you, not...
Well, I'm sorry. I don't know how else you put it.
Well, I just needed that clarified because I'm reading. I don't know who's writing to whom. So this is you speaking.
And that's my problem, huh? Somebody tell me, is that my problem? It says Hatton on the file. I have put Hatton, an identification.
Well,
and I'm writing to you gentlemen here in this room. This isn't to go anywhere else.
Well, I was confused by it. I think you were too, weren't you?
Yeah,
it looks like a salutation.
Light, which is the normal greeting and opening.
So, you know, if you start,
all of those
and
things
it's confusing
were left
from
off.
The first, you know, you they don't know where you are. So.
And that just left you totally helpless all the way to the end.
Even on page 1, there's no identification.
Right.
And you've explicitly required others to identify themselves.
And it's not a small matter. It's a very large matter.
No, it isn't.
So there we have a disagreement.
I agree that this is a large matter. We're being asked to take direction, and by God, we want to know who we're taking direction from.
You're taking direction, in this instance, from Commander Hatton of Light.
We would be pleased to do that. That's what
you
we're
can
here
ask
for.
Me.
That is not a problem.
We have been asking you now. That's what we're here for, to make sure. We have to pass our tests. I don't know how many there are or what they look
a
like.
A lot. Constantly, every minute.
All right. Now, we're doing the best we can.
Now, you tell me what you need so that you can understand when I write versus when she writes versus when you want a file. What are you doing? Everything goes under an LP or an LB. How can you tell? Things are getting sent away that are going to come back and eat you alive, and already have, to back up either your quarrels or your personal ego feelings, and it has you in great, great hot water.
My perception of the situation is that the hot water got created when we had a fuss with Ed's selection of the Sananda writing having to do with the house cleaning.
That's right.
What do you mean, why? I just told you that that's when my perception is. Now, if that's not the correct perception. You know, we just like to know what's going on and what we're supposed to do about it.
The correct perception is that in a printed page, there is no way to get an identification that will truly satisfy everyone. I can come in here and I can say, Hatton, King of the Hill, King of all hills, I am Jesus Christ Ananda. I am God. I am Creator. Does that make me any of those? You have gotten to the point where there is absolutely no identification of any receiver. And that's what you're talking about. And that's what you're talking about right here, right now. I have put my label on this paper. Now you want to argue because, oh, I didn't understand that, and I want you to come through here, sir, and say, I am light. That's fine for me to sit here and tell you, I am Commander Yorgo Seres Hatton. I am light. I am in command of this mission. And this is my scribe. This is my speaker and my receiver, my translator. And I call her Dharma. Now, does everybody feel better?
Yes, I feel better.
Now, you want me to spend all that time in writing you a little note when, okay, let's just leave it on the computer, and each time I need to use that, I will pull it up, and you still won't know, will you? You've got to start discerning, gentlemen.
The discernment has told me there is something seriously wrong. And I will listen to that discernment until I am convinced otherwise.
Why would you not listen to it before now?
Well, that's a good question. Call it living in denial.
How are we going to get past these things to get our work done?
Another good question.
Well, it better not be a question much longer, because I have to have some things done. And I can't sit in here with you, holding your hands, while things must get done. I can do this at leisure, but I've got to get through this now before I can get the work off. Because this message has nothing to do with back home. This message has everything to do with right here, and that's what you object to. Every time. I have somehow pinched your nose. Well, if you think it doesn't take bravery to come out here and write this after the past few days, I think you better start thinking very, very clearly. I've got to have another public notice in the paper. I have to have a paper for at least 4 weeks, don't I? And we've already missed this one. We are running on a treadmill, and we are running out of time. I have been negotiating with these people. I have told them what we will do. And now we're going to sit here in a room in Makati and decide whether or not that suggestion might have come from Doris or from Commander.
It's a valid question.
You better go on and read, because, Rick, you are aggravating me.
Well,
you are asking silly questions. Let us get to the big questions.
I don't have a problem with the public notice. We can go through it, but I don't have a problem with it. In that recognition, I am told that we have made it clear that all deeds and contracts offered by any of our working personnel are identifiable as designed by those financial departments involved. We can proceed. I remind you of some very important requests that must be used as clarification for identification. All deeds and contracts will bear signatures and affixed fingerprints
identify the signatories. If those signatories are changed, it will be so noted by new signatories' fingerprints. The other top secret instructions for prevention of forgery or counterfeit, according to demands and agreements, will be left out of this document.
Problem. What's the problem
no,
with it?
No problem. It's fine.
EJ, what is the problem with it?
I don't have any problem with that.
Please get a copy of the original agreement as written according to communication demand, bearing signatures and fingerprints, as an agreement of our cooperation, and run it as a public notice in the paper.
I have a problem with that.
Okay.
What does original mean?
Read it again.
Please get a copy of the original agreement as written according to communication demands.
Well, this is not the original agreement. This is the one that I rewrote recently. Is it considered now the original agreement?
Yes.
It's the only standing
agreement.
Look at
the date. It's, for goodness sakes.
Let's get a copy of the original agreement.
And obviously you can't get the original over there.
Right. As written according to communication demands, bearing signatures and fingerprints, as an agreement to our cooperation, and run it as a public notice in the paper.
Now, I want you to look at that original
now,
and make sure that it says in there about fingerprints. I have put this in here because some things were removed, rewritten, and so forth.
I think fingerprints are still in there.
Make sure. Because that is one of the identification requirements that I have made with him. It doesn't do any good.
Fingerprints is in here. Our fingerprints to legal documents, etc. Also additional security measures. Now, I brought up one point with Charles, just a point in passing, and it's not a big deal because there is an explanation for it. But that is that this document was dated not September 9th, 1996, and it talks about the $5 trillion a year limit. The assignment by Russell Herman was only made public in 1998, wasn't it? 97 or 98, a year or two later.
The assignment to Rick.
Yeah. Right. So in terms of anybody really knowing about the assignment to me, including BK, an agreement with Treasury dating back as far as 96 might come as a surprise to one or two people, but I think we can cover that.
I think that you're perfectly capable of writing something that clarifies this.
This is a requirement, let's see, for public notice in the paper. This is a requirement of our negotiators, of the financial parties associated with Treasury, IMF, Federal Reserve, and World Bank. By running the commitment as a public notice, it will be shown to be a legally binding document on the parties in my working top-level management personnel.
Hello? Yes. Oh. All right. Thank you very much. We'll hear from you tomorrow, maybe. All right. Thanks, Jamie. Bye. Jamie's brother-in-law has had an emergency, and he can't come today.
Oh, gentlemen, I can tell you so much. Why do you exclude me? Jamie's not coming for the same reason that Perseveranda is not coming. They're having to get confirmations. They're having to get top secret, top level, undercover shenanigans accomplished. I don't like having to say these things or even write these things in this room. You make your own way so difficult for me to keep you in security. You should have known the second call would come because it is related to the first one and you think it's related to David Satinover. Oh, gracious. Go on, please.
By running the commitment as a public notice, it will be shown to be a legally binding document on the parties and my working top-level management personnel. We are told that if there is no effort to somehow slip something through, there will be assistance in concluding arrangements suitable to both sides of these negotiations. After the first two public notices, final arrangements can be put into place so that the final running of the document, we should be established and conduits set forth that will cover all parties and privacy and protection will be afforded my team. Thank you. Run the agreement of understanding we wrote to qualify and identify our understanding with the Treasury and Fed.
Now, do you understand the paragraph preceding?
Yeah, that's right.
Okay. Now, what are you reading?
I'm about to go into your instructions, but that's it. That's the letter. Fine. No problem.
Continue to read.
I want notes.
What did I just request in there?
That we attach this agreement here to it, preceding your letter, and then this agreement as a public notice.
And do you understand that you don't need to leave that in there?
Or
any of the above?
Yeah, it's in brackets.
Well, we're going to go over it line by line because I don't want to slip up.
This is
too important.
You want this letter in, published.
Which letter?
The letter I just read. You want that as part of the public notice?
No.
So really the only thing is the agreement.
And what I've said about it.
Oh, that's really confusing. When you add what I said about it, what you said about it starts off by saying, Commander Hatton, comma.
I'm in negotiation with high-level parties.
How are you going to identify it? So we do need some identification, don't we? If that is not a suitable identification...
Well, if we say from Commander Hatton, then...
Right, from Commander Hatton, too. Who are you writing to?
I'm writing for a public notice.
Okay.
As generalized as possible.
Okay.
Well, if we know what we're doing, I can rewrite that so that's...
Okay, that's... No problem.
Now we're down to page 3.
Now you're running the public notice. That's the end of what needs to go in the paper, unless I have appended some notation there. The other things, we go right back to the discussion because I'm asked by you constantly what to do. Charles says, I have nothing to do. What shall I do? Rick says, well, I don't know what to do. We could save money maybe by going back home. Well, maybe that is a solution. I'm trying to answer you. I'm trying to give you some ideas. Because what you are having a lack of is an inability to get off your self-kicks and whatever is going on and get out there and do something. And this sounds harsh for me. And I don't like to do this. I have a team here. And what are we going to do? Wait until I explain each word. And maybe I could jump off the building to prove that it's me. But you know what? It would kill her, wouldn't it? So what a clever way to get rid of you. As far as any integrity whatsoever. Your problem. Is always as usual. Right within the circle. Everybody is so interested in their own little narrow focus that your very enemy will use you, abuse you, chew you up and spit you out, and they won't even know they've done it. Because theirs is more narrow. Those things will have to be handled when you get back home, and I expect them to be handled. So let's go on through this, and we will stop every time. I am trying to answer your petitions to me directly. Well, what is it you want me to do? I don't even get that much respect. So let's go on.
Send these instructions to Al, please, and if he feels better to pass them through Ray, Mark, etc., please do so. That, however, is for comfort, nothing more. And if, to get it through to press, it must be through the news desk, then do it that way. In fact, it would probably be better served to do just that.
Now, you don't have to send the entire letter, but somebody has to send an explanation to Al. So I try to write things so that, for goodness sakes, from here to kindergarten, everybody, including the adversary, knows exactly what we're doing. Go on.
Sorry to hurt your feelings, but this is why we have a public paper. But you won't much longer have one, because you actually have no paper worthy of a paper any longer. There is no management. You don't even have an editor on duty almost all of the time, and then the focus is on foolish and remarkably narrow limitations of insight. You have infighting, incredible ego bullying, and total destruction of the paper as a paper. You are being turned into a cult rag on mysticism, spiritualism, and second-hand reprints. Why bother with contact at all if you can better follow advice and order up Art Bell and Spotlight as your readers' bill of fare? Where have all our contributors gone? Long time.
Let's hold up right there. It would appear to me that by suggesting that this be published through the news desk, that there's an assumption made that the news desk has some autonomy and can publish things that Ed Young wouldn't like.
Mm-hmm. That's exactly it. It would give, and if he negates it, that gives Al a chance to respond without taking any dangerous little steps to ruffle anyone's little feathers. I don't know when anybody is going to walk out there and confront the real culprits.
Well, I feel really reasonably certain that if you ask Al to do that, he won't do it. And if he does decide to do it and Ed objects to it, it won't get done.
Well, then figure a way to do it and get it done. I give you an alternative. How are you going to get it done? If Ed says, I'm not going to run this.
I don't think Ed will say that.
I don't think he will either. He may squawk. But
if we want to, if we want to continue to carp at him and make these kinds of disparaging remarks about his management and destroying the paper and turning it into a rag and a spiritualistic rag, cult rag. If we're going to continue with those kinds of criticisms, even though he doesn't see them, it is a reflection of our attitude toward him. And I don't know. I would hope that he would have more guts than to stay. I don't know why he would not respond by saying, well, forget it. Now, it doesn't bother me particularly whether Ed stays or goes. I think the paper can be handled. But there's something a little bit dishonest about handling it this way, from my point of view.
I would be very happy for you to handle it
well, how in the hell am I going to handle anything in the face of your desires, knowledge, ability to see farther than I can? How could I do that? That's stupidity on my part.
You have just told me that I have made a stupid assumption. Don't do it. I said what goes in the paper down there.
I can agree with you as far as that's concerned, but I cannot agree with you that that's going to make Ed happy and wanting to do what we want him to do. So,
did I say do it, or did I say as an alternative?
Well, you said it.
And are you planning to send the entire paper to Dr. Young?
Of course not.
But that's what you're acting like.
I'm saying that attitudes are generated by these things, and at some point in time, those attitudes will become known to Mr. Young, I'm sure. They're already known to him. I just think there must be some more logical way of handling the situation than is being propounded here. We're basically driving Ed away. Now, is that our purpose? If it is, I don't mind. You know, if Ed is supposed to leave, fine. If Charles is supposed to leave, I guess that's the way it's supposed to be. If Rick's supposed to leave, then that's the way it's supposed to be. I don't know. But it certainly is confusing and chaotic to have to go through these kinds of purges to get there.
You thought to have a gift that can change an entire global community and foundation would not require a purge or two, or at least some diarrhea pangs. EJ, you are being ridiculous here.
Well, I may be being ridiculous.
But I'm very reasonable to me.
I'm sure.
Is there nobody in this room that can put a note on these papers and say, Ed, please run these?
No problem.
Well, then what is this discussion about?
This discussion is about whether we've got a Commander Hatton to lead this mission, and whether we're trying to get through Ed Young or with Ed Young.
What is your problem with Ed Young?
I don't know. What is your problem with Ed Young?
My problem with Ed Young is that Ed Young is not an editor-in-chief. Ed Young plays all night long. He does not attend the business of the paper. He does not respond to people who write in. He doesn't even understand or take management or any kind of responsibility. Things have gone, quote, to hell, end quote, since you have been gone. And maybe we better just finish reading it, and then we'll go back on these points.
All right.
I cannot help what Ed Young does. He has free will to do whatever he is doing and has done. It is our responsibility whether we want a paper out there later or not. And frankly, it's going to be your responsibility. What do you perceive your responsibility is right now, other than to wonder whether or not you have a commander? Because I try to respond to your individual requests.
All right. In this one small instance here, we can understand that we're supposed to make this notification run in that newspaper.
That's right.
Now, we have two choices. We can try to run it through Al's news desk, which will create all kinds of friction on the other end.
I said that might be a solution.
Why would you say that? If you know that it is not the way to do it, why would you say it?
Because you may very well find that you get a bad rebuttal of, I don't want to run anymore, of these public notices.
And you think that Al will run over Ed and go ahead and run it anyway?
Yes. You have very, very little faith in Al.
I certainly
have. And it's shown for a long time from all of you.
I admit that.
I don't believe it will come to that. But the next thing we would do is sit here, well, supposing Ed doesn't want to run it. And we lose another 3 or 4 days when there are alternatives. Go on, I want to get through this because there are going to be other things in there already. Hear the question, just trying to figure out how to do it.
If you guys haven't kept your noses clean, wipe them and get on with your responsibilities. Rick, get into email or fax and find out what is up on Ween, Mullins. I have been thinking about this anyway, so this is good.
I know you have.
Ween, Mullins, Nichols, Phillip, Tatum, etc. Send them your phone number here because it's so much cheaper to call back than make the calls from here. I can tell you now that if we don't shape up that paper staff called management, we don't have a paper. And if I'm not acceptable to be considered valid input, there will not be a paper, and the gang can just go start another paper without my input and without my logos, period, end of argument. Well, this might be a good time to talk about leaving Manila. Charles and I have been talking about leaving Manila for days, and we have changed our flights to Friday this week to go back. Part of my reason for going back is to work on the paper, to deal with some of the things you're talking about. I had not wanted to bring it up before now because I didn't want to shake things up any more than they're already shaken up. But Manny is coming back tonight. I believe we will have his paperwork done probably by tomorrow night, Thursday at the latest. Charles and I have signed many, many blank pages and fingerprinted many pages for EJ, and I've printed out all the documents he'll need, and I've put together a briefcase with all the supporting information, literally everything he needs to do the deeds. I don't think it is fiscally responsible to stay here really even another day, but because of Manny, to ensure that he is okay with us leaving, that there's no burps or blips in the system, we elected to wait until after we could spend some time with Manny and make sure that he knows that we've been called back to attend business back there. Charles, for health reasons, family health reasons, and me to help on the contact paper. So now, if there's a reason not to proceed with those plans, it seems perfectly responsible and reasonable to follow through with that plan, as I just stated it. If there's a reason not to, I'd like to hear it.
There's no reason not to if this is the way we're going to confront this. If both of you just go home and say, oh, well, it all got tainted up in personalities, that is not an acceptable reason.
Our plan is to not go home and say any such thing. Our plan is to go home and say we're waiting for the funding. The paperwork is done. Manny is working on it, fully capable. He'll report in tomorrow. The funds will come when they come. And we'll say no bad mouth on anybody because there's none to say. Paperwork's in the process. Funding's in process. When it comes, there's the money. Jake sends some home. Cover the bills, come back when it's appropriate. We're not bad-mouthing no one for no reason, because there's no reason to.
Then let's pass on to, let's get through this.
Okay, Nichols, Tatum, Mullins, etc. I can tell you now that if we don't shape up that paper staff called management, you don't have a paper, and if I'm not acceptable to be considered valid input, there will not be a paper, and the gang can just go start another paper without my input and without my logos.
And I am talking specifically about the gang that is there now.
Right.
If we're not sufficient unto our own paper and our own property, I can guarantee you it will not go on like this. There will be responsibility assumed and taken for that. When there are funds, we will make funds available for that. But there's not going to be any more of this garbage thrown about.
Gentlemen, I do not care whether or not you want to do anything with my receiver. That is your problem, and after this writing, it is no longer hers to feel anything except dedication to our business, and that is why I have pulled her back again into the isolationism. She is not only supposed to write and defend as problems are confronted, but I demand it, and I demand it without you others who interfere by opinions or further painful accusations of her lopsided blindness. What is going on back home is incredibly destructive, and just who do you expect to bring it under control? And it is you being sorted and measured as well as anyone or thing back home.
Now, can you get back home and straighten it up? Or will you simply just go back and say, oh, well, that's right. It's in a mess. I need to know that. Because you're going to be barraged, absolutely confronted with a red-faced Ed Young who is embarrassed. And you also spoke without full information or knowledge. And he is going to come to you, and the two of you are very apt to feel like forming some kind of a coalition against that nasty commander and those awful Eckers. And if you think that won't happen, then you're dreaming.
Won't happen on my part. I don't operate like that. I thought you knew that.
I'm talking to Rick.
Why that stuff?
Rick has a tendency to want to run away. And already, Ed has made it known to everyone that Rick has told him this stuff. He's either gotten it through Gail from Rick, or he's gotten it directly from Rick and using Charles as backup.
Does that imply that I backed him up and said, talk to him also?
Yes. No.
Because I haven't.
You haven't talked to him, no.
Right, and you certainly ought to know that. Well, these implications are...
Stop defending yourself, Charles.
Well, I'm not very good at anything I found out.
Listen to you. How dare you say that, to be over here in such a position and say you found you're no good at it. That is absolutely an insult.
I didn't say that in that manner.
But you said it, and I am being put under the...
But you took it another way.
Oh, now we're going to get there, aren't we?
I don't know.
I took it another way.
Well,
I didn't take it another way.
I am trying to be honest, and boy, that's getting difficult.
Do you think I don't have difficulty trying to write to you?
Well, imagine.
Thank you. If we can get to some sort of any kind of a team again. At this point, the problem lies with Rick. That's where the hit is going to come. I need to know from Rick where he stands. We have not been served by Sananda since we've been here. Why? And yet we've had a lot of complaining, a lot of what I consider unacceptable attitudes. Now, the assumption was that Rick was being paid. Right or wrong, Rick? Mm-hmm. Are you being paid?
Yes.
Well, then why do you say that you get nothing? And that your cards are maxed out? Do you think no one else's cards are maxed out into thousands and thousands of dollars into deeper debt? These are things you gentlemen have to think about. I am trying to respond.